is the national public broadcast of Imam Wadeen Muhammad, Muslim leader.
Praise be to Allah. Praise be to God. That's it. That is. Thank you. Thank you. Well, we, as always, we are very pleased to be here for this occasion. The radio broadcast on the first Sunday of each month. And we are happy, very happy, to see the many of you who are here from various cities, towns around in these United States. We're very pleased to see you always. We thank God for our presence, and we ask Him to guide our mind and to guide our tongue so that we please what He has created us for, the calling that He has extended to us, the Creator of all things. I have to put my glasses on here. I forgot to do that. When we look at the world with the eyes of the struggling person, struggling with their life or with his or her life, struggling with life, we respond to what we are looking at. And most often, we are looking at the world all about us, of man-made things. And many times, man-made things in the environment brings us happiness, joy, lifts our spirit. But sometimes, man-made things do just the reverse. Make us feel depressed, make us feel lonesome, especially those persons who have what I call a free spirit. Persons who have a free spirit, not a free spirit for disobeying intelligence or a free spirit for disobeying moral decency, have a free spirit for just exploring the world of wonderful things and getting soul and spirit satisfaction. That's the free spirit I'm talking about. From persons of that free spirit, the world of mankind, of man, can be very depressing. too cluttered. The spirit, free spirit, it flies high, it flies far, it needs space. And sometimes man's world is just too crowded, too cluttered, too confining for that spirit that God created the human being to have. You know, life, another way of saying life is existence. Existence. Existence covers not only the living things now, it also covers off non-living things. And existence itself for human life has what is needed in it to bring human life to move and get on the path to its success. Just the life itself, the existence itself has that. But if that life is influenced by and attracted by things small, And the intelligence hasn't been turned on to things big, then the life, the consequences will be that the life will be satisfied to live on small things and grow small. And life is conditioning, you know, conditioning. And when a fighter has to go in the ring, a boxer, like Muhammad Ali, the greatest one who stepped into the ring, the greatest of all fighters who stepped into a ring, that fighter has to condition himself. He conditioned himself to win. If he fails to condition himself, he may lose. And most likely he will lose if he fails to condition himself. Everything has to be conditioned. Everything that exists has to be conditioned. If it's not conditioned, it will not last. Right. And it takes effort to condition life for its success. And I mentioned existence in itself being enough to move life forward. What is that existence? When you know, when you look at a rock and you don't see enough anything happening, it just seems to be permanently fixed where it is. It shows no life, no growth, no movement. And then you think about yourself. You should feel blessed that you are not a stone. Yes. And when you look at those living things that attract our attention and impart sometimes great messages, holding knowledge to our minds, the lion, the elephant, the other beautiful creatures roaming the earth, attractive creatures roaming the earth. But when you think on the smallest and the biggest, and then you think on yourself, you should feel blessed. Because you don't have to be deprived of freedom to enlarge upon your existence and to expand upon your existence and to project your existence into bigger and better pictures of life. Right. Whereas those things that are held in the mold of nature, of their behavior that's given to them by nature, and their freedom that's given to them by nature, they are held in that mold, and you are not. You are able to come from off of your knees, not literally, off of your life of being no higher and no more productive and no more free than the animals that are walking on fours. You're able to rise up from that position on the totem pole of life and come into the freedom of your human form. Come into the productivity of your human form. Come into the visions of your human form and outstretch everything existing on the planet Earth. This is a wonderful creation, the human creation. And that's what you need to turn life on for you, so that no matter what you face, or no matter what you're confronted with from the natural world or man's world, it won't set you back. That is, not in your hopes, not in your dreams, not in your vision, not in your determination to achieve better. I'm not giving you anything that is already given, even before man is made. Life is hunger. Hunger drives life. Feeding hungers makes life grow bigger. The bigger the life, the bigger the invitation to life. Life invites bigger appetites. Life grows and hunger grows. On the ground, life grows bigger and life multiplies. Many varieties of life eventually are present to look at. The ground grows to be beautiful and rich. Life on the move is working like a timepiece. To know if a timepiece is working, look to see if the timepiece is doing what it is known for doing. The hands are going from big to little, from little to big. The timepiece is working. To know if the human life is working, look to see if life is doing what life is known for doing. Over the long road of human history, the hands of life are going from big grown-ups to little children. From those children growing up back to the old other grown-ups. The hands reaching out from the present for the future. The timepiece is working. The grown-ups stretching their hands out to the children. Their children, in return, stretch their hands out to the grown-ups. Life is working. The ground floor spreads more to serve mouths, hungry mouths, more than a meal for the flesh, to serve what is needed for the whole of life. Life needs food. Life needs a food source and an address to call my spread. Yes. Life needs a clothing source, a housing source, a promising job, a money source. Such as this, every form of life was formed to afford. Spreading sands, terrains, brings hard times, like the deserts of Africa and other places. Deserts that once flourished, but by natural causes, we say, they became deserts. However, were the preceding generations kind-hearted or kind-natured, and were moved toward the future to be attentive to future needs, they would have fed the land in return. They would have fed the land that fed them. That is the ground from which they were getting their food. They would have fed the land, given back to the land, so there would be a better future for their children. When the old have passed on their usefulness and are resting in peace.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Hear what the bigger world, the world bigger than man, or the world that man did not make. Hear what it has to say. Natural phenomena, picture talks. The sky view, the clouds, the night view, the returning day, the positions of moon, the position of sun, the sun, the lower position of moon, the higher position of the sun, picture view talks, the sun rising to the higher position is defended on more than one account. Firstly, the sun puts light on matters not seen in the dark. And again, the sun fires up production. When the sun is shining on a garden, and the sun light is bright and hot, the production of beans is much greater. Not only beans, but other crops as well. The sun lifts the human spirit. And then the sun sets for a well-deserved rest. And what is the picture talk in its rest? The sun rests upon its labor. The sun has labored from dawn to sunset. And it has fed not only the mouths, but it has fed also the spirit. And it rests, it takes its rest. Fed the body and the spirit, and it takes this rest. Well-deserved rest, I repeat, because all day, all the daylight time, it was laboring. This is speaking of the sun with the voice of the poet, with the voice of the philosopher, or with the voice of the singer who speaks of the sun rolling round in heaven all along, all along. Yes, rolling round in heaven. But that sun doesn't really roll around in heaven for foolishness. It comes up and makes the arc, half the circle, going up and going down, back down to rest. But to go uphill is not easy. And to roll downhill too fast is dangerous. So the sun has a great message. It goes up and then it goes down. It seems to be rising slowly. And it seems to set fast. Once it gets close to the earth, it seems just set fast. Well, that's the time you can speed up a little bit, when the fall is not too long. But it goes down slowly. And then when it gets near the earth, it quickly goes to its rest. There is great guidance that the world itself, the natural world, or the world of natural phenomena, imparts to the curious and thinking person, who's thinking not on himself, thinking not on the glory of man, but thinking on the wonders of creation. The wonders of creation. That kind of thinking produced what is called philosophers. It produced what is called seers. It even produced what is called prophets. Right. In scriptures, we have prophets saying that they studied God's handiwork. I'm using the exact word in Scripture that they use, handiwork. It means the work that they thought that God's controls brought about. And they said that that work itself brought them to believe in God. To believe that this couldn't have happened in such a marvelous way. To speak to human souls, mind, and spirit. And make the human mind and the human life so resourceful and so productive. They said that this couldn't happen without there being an intelligence bigger than man bringing it about. That's the thinking, I repeat, of the philosophers from whom this world got science, the sciences. And that's the speaking of prophets who brought the great religions to earth for us. Now, we want to have a peaceful life. We want to have happiness. We want to have comforts. Don't rest on foolishness. When I say rest, I mean find relief. Not just go to bed at night from a day's work or from a day's activities. I'm talking about resting your energies. Your energies. Resting your efforts. Message that we get from the sunrise and the sun setting. Yes, resting your energies, resting your efforts. So we want to rest our energy, we want to rest our efforts. We go to fun, that's okay. We go to a party, that's okay. We go to a gathering, a social gathering. All of that's okay. But don't go to something that's going to bring your good life down. If the party appeals to your indecency, that will bring your good life down. If it appeals to your ignorance, that will bring life down. If it appeals to your wildness, that will bring life down. So find relief, yes, as the sun takes relief in the darkness after it worked all the time in the light, all the day long in the light. It takes relief in the darkness. It rests to rejuvenate itself so it come back up again strong to face the long day of work again. And that's what we should do. We should rest upon our labor. A man gets more satisfaction, a woman too, but I'm speaking to a man right now. A man gets more satisfaction resting upon his labor than he gets from any other kind of rest. When he has worked and he looks at his work and he knows he has progressed his work, he knows he has made an achievement, he has made an accomplishment, he accomplished things that he had in his heart and mind to do. When he looks at it after he finished his labor, that's the best rest that he will ever get. He cannot get any rest better than that. That makes it possible for him to sleep through the night. These people who think that rest is just on play, fun, having a ball, they sometimes can't rest at night. In New York, they call New York, you know, the city that never sleeps. And you find in New York, at any time of the night, people out on the streets, especially youngsters, that's right, out on the streets. Right. Why? Because they can't rest at night. So they stay up all night and sleep in the day. They're called night people. That's what they call them, night people. They're out in the streets all night. When day comes, they go home to rest, to sleep. This is a reversal of their original nature. Every living thing, except maybe a few widows among the jungle creatures, they're widows in our life. They become widows, weird widows, okay? In our life. It's okay if he's out there in the jungle as a snake, or out there in the jungle as a bat that's blind in the daytime, or as a cat hunting, or lion herding, or night creature. They're okay out there. But if you become that kind of creature and don't know how to place that scene, you become very weird. Yes. But if you see the darkness in the jungle as the confusion of life that permits no light of understanding, then you can become a night hunter, hunting through the confusion of the world to make it through the night, to see another day. Yes. This world is too big for man. This world is too big for man. And the best work that man has done is the work that he has done reading creation, reading natural phenomena, and then extracting from natural phenomena the knowledge, the message, the science for building his world. So never think that man has stepped ahead of matter. He never steps ahead of matter. Matter is always ahead of man. And he will stop moving forward if he turns himself off from matter. Science continues to grow because man continues to go to matter to get science. Yes. And everything else that we have of benefit in our life, we owe it to the earth and to the heavens that imparts also picture instructions to the man, to the mind of human beings. So we are the product of our mother. And our mother is firstly Mother Earth. Then we are the product also of the heavens. And the heavens taken together or seen together with the earth represents all matter. And what is all matter? Mother again. Big mama. Yes? All matter is big mama. So man has to expand his interest and expand his vision to include all matter in his interests. And then he can take health from the skies. Huh? And the scripture says, not one, but both. The scripture says, you are supplied, your needs are supplied from heaven and from earth. Your needs, speaking of all people, not one people, speaking of all people, scripture says, I'm speaking of scripture in the total picture of scripture. For after all, our scripture, the last book for Muslims called Quran, is a continuation of scripture that was before the Quran.
For more on the ministry of Imam W. B. Muhammad, all right, Ministry of W. Dean Muhammad, 1-708-798-6750. All right, Ministry of Imam W. Dean Muhammad, Post Office Box 1061, Calumet City, Illinois, 60409. For Muslim Jones, see local distributor. And thanks for listening.